like to start each meditation with the sound of creation itself. We will do this by chanting Om. When we do this, we can activate our three chakras, our energy centers, our belly, our chest, and our midbrain. It all depends on which tone you use. The Om is the secret tool. So when we Om, we want to vibrate our chakras or energy centers. Call them your brains. By extending your exhalation, you begin calming down your nervous system, allowing us to relax and to stimulate each center. And remember, where your attention goes, your energy flows. I'll take a deep breath in and begin. Breath in I want you to imagine that you are the character of your own movie. You come to a door, a golden door. It's a door to your destiny. This is the door to a new reality. Ask yourself a question. Do I want to walk through this door? Do I want to walk through this door into this new reality? You can walk through the door to change, or you can stay in the room with no change. The choice is yours. As you think about this, you might have some thoughts of self-doubt. Thoughts that are telling you things you don't want to hear. So take a deep breath in and let out a big sigh of relief. Your free will is under your control. So if you say yes, then say it out loud with total conviction that this is what you want. You are choosing to make the change, to become the person you really want to be. You will have to put in a little bit of effort, but you have probably put in more effort for something that didn't serve your higher self. So as you walk through the door, you're walking through a whole new reality, a whole new world, and you reach a spiral staircase. And as you walk each step, you get more and more relaxed. Each step brings you closer and closer to your new reality. As you get closer, you feel excitement, anticipation, that your life is about to change, that your life is about to transform. Keep walking down the spiral staircase to step 4, step 3, step 2. Go deeper into bliss and total relaxation. Step down off the last step, and with 2 feet firmly on the ground, you come to another doorway. The doorway that you can imagine anything that you want with no limitations. So take one last deep breath and exhale fully relaxed. As you open up the door, and as you open up the door, this bright white light comes over you. You are the first person in this world, the first person in this new reality. Questions I ask you now are important. Pay attention to these questions. And take a deep breath in and fully let go of any remaining tension. Now play around with these ideas. There are no limitations. Money is no worry. There is no stress, no restraints, and you are in perfect health. So what would be your average perfect day? Where would you live? Would you live on a beach or up in the mountains? What type of home would you have? Have a beautiful view? Would it be large and spacious, or contemporary, just enough to make you happy? Imagine you are waking up for the first time in your average perfect day. Who would you wake up next to? Would you be waking up alone or with your perfect partner? What would be the first thing you do when you wake up? Would you make love? What would you do? Just play along with this idea. As children, we used to play along, and as adults, we don't. So use your imagination to explore this average perfect day. What would you have for breakfast? How would it smell? How would it taste? Would you cook it, or would you have a chef? Play along with this idea. Get really creative. Like, would your home have a balcony or a grass yard? What would the grass feel like? Would you have children? And if so, how many would you have? Would they be boys or girls? Just get creative and have fun with this. How would you sustain this average perfect day? Would you have a job, or would you have your own business? Would it be structured around your passions and hobbies? And what would you do with your time? Time is something we cannot get back. So what would you do with your free time? What type of friends would you have, and where would they live? What is it that you really want? What does your heart say? The heart is super intuitive. It knows things before our brain does. Your brain can get cluttered with thoughts and commands. The brain can get programmed incorrectly. But so can the heart. So imagine that your heart is perfect and you are at your absolute best. How would that feel? What would those sensations feel like? Bring them up. Breathe in those good feelings of gratitude and love. Embody them with your entire being. And begin turning up the intensity on the feelings and energy for these good feelings. Turn it up like a dial volume. Turn up the good sensations. Breathe in the good feelings. Feel them washing over you right now as you feel the state of bliss come over you. bring in more clarity and raise those feelings, raise this vibration, make it bigger, make it brighter. Feel the bliss, the joy, the gratitude turned way up. Just focus on how good this feels. That's right. Embody these good feelings. Allow them to connect to every cell in your body as the wave of good sensations comes over you. And just feel into this. And take these sensations with you as we prepare ourselves to breathe in beats.